Hello, welcome to Hope and Life Ministries. I am Hope Agbem, your teacher and a host. I'm so glad that you are able to dial in, tune in. Oh, thank you for tuning in to partner with me in this teaching. And I pray God to continue to empower, build you, draw your heart to have an encounter with Him. I pray that God continue to grow you as you train for His word. It's God's will for you to continue to grow. It's God's will for you to continue to be empowered. It's God's will for you to continue to be a blessing to yourself, be a blessing to those around you, to be a sphere of influence, impacting the culture for God's glory, impacting the culture so that through you, the culture, have encounter with the Lord. I pray, God, draw your heart, to have revelation of His word, to have revelation of what He has for you. He has so much for you. I pray that you patch your back, you encourage yourself, you are growing. Yes, whatever you have, just give it to the Lord. Say, come unto me, all those who are heavily laden, who are burdened. I will give you rest because you learn from Him. Yes, because His burden is light. Yeah, His yoke is easy. Oh, through Christ, the burden becomes so light. That which weighs you down, all of a sudden, you're able to carry because you draw strength from Him, because you are led by His soul, Holy Spirit, and you yield your life to Christ. Yes, God. I want you to have that joy, that exponential growth in Him. Yes. Last week we declared that the website is working, but there's a little bit of a problem here and there. So I want to encourage you, if you're not able to log in, you can call in or dial in kkla.com. But the website is hopeandlifeministries.com. Yes, hopeandlifeministries.com. You can go in and you're able to log in. And some people are not able to use the donation button because it's kind of rejecting. I don't know. It's just some kind of warfare. But all I know, God is faithful. There has been some people God has placed upon their heart to sow into this ministry. They want to sow, but they're not able to sow. And then we have a new mailing box. It's Hope and Life Ministries. P.O. Box 2166, Monrovia, California, 91017. Again, Hope and Life Ministries, 2166, Monrovia, California, 91017. Again, so if you have any urgent prayer requests, please write to me and I will surely be able to read it as soon as possible and pray over it. And if you have a phone number where to call you, I'll be able to call you and be able to pray with you. And I believe God will touch you. Your faith should hope for answer, hope for solution, hope for breakthrough. It's not about me, it's about Jesus Christ, who has spoken the word of the Father. And through the Father, Jesus is honored. His sacrifice is honored because He sacrificed His life so that you can receive blessing, you can receive the word of God, you can receive answer to your prayer, because He paid a price. He redeemed you from the curses. He redeemed you from every form of lawlessness. He redeemed you from every sickness. He redeemed you from diseases. He redeemed you from poverty. He redeemed you from demonic elements. So I want to encourage you, trust Him, believe in Him, write any prayer request and send it, and I will be able to call you right back, and I will be able to pray for you. But I want to stay in faith also. Pray and trust Him. Anything that is in your heart, unforgiving, forgive that people, because Jesus has forgiven you all. Yeah, you have a clean slate. God wanted you be a son, a daughter of the Most High God. Yes. So any prayer request, please send it. Hope and Life Ministries, P.O. Box 2166, Monrovia, California, 91017. And any checks you want to write, you write it to Hope and Life Ministries. So the Holy Spirit put it upon your heart to sow into this ministry. Yes, you write the check to Hope and Life Ministry, and you'll never regret, because your financial donation, it keeps us in the air. It helps us to go to other places, to be able to minister, to be able to help others. And you are part of what God is doing. Yes, so I just want to encourage you. Just be loved by the Lord. And God loves generous heart as well. God will never forget your sacrifice. So God bless you. And I pray God give you the greatest strength. And last week we spoke concerning being the light of God's people. Now this time we are speaking the light and glory of God's people. Yes, because God He not only his light lights your path, but also it attracts his glory. So the glory got to be seen by others also. So first of all, let me pray. If you have a healing niche, please lay your hands upon that area. If you're not doing anything dangerous, put your hand upon the area, whatever it is, whether it's tormented by a demon, whether it's a sickness, whether it's a condition, whether you're in a hospital, oh, believe Jesus for the impossible, okay? Because the book of Acts has not ended with the apostle, but it's still continuation. Because Jesus want all your family members, want all of your neighbors, they want revelation of Jesus upon your country. So your country turn back to God because you believe without faith. You cannot please God. So I just want to encourage you, believe. Even after this sermon, if you have any loved one that is sick or any condition, oh, you go to their home. You within the next 15 days, if you're within that area, you go to their home, especially if you confess Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, you believe him, you remove unforgiveness from your heart, just praise the Father in the name of Jesus and lay hand upon that your loved one and command that sickness by the authority of Jesus to be out and proclaim the peace of God and praise Jesus for what he did and ask the Holy Spirit to lead you and release healing to them. Oh, you'd be surprised so many healing you'll be able to do. Oh, don't we encounter Jesus, because God is not a respecter of a person. Yes, that's had me so many times. We go to places, I ask people to just pray for this one, and surprisingly, God always he intervened, God healed them. So God is not a respecter of us. We don't have to put God in a box. Though I may not be in your home, but you can do this prophet. You can release and believe and let your lifestyle be a lifestyle of living for the Lord. Oh, just walk in his glory, walk in his grace. So let me pray right now. So believe. Any area that you need healing, just lay hand upon it. Just believe. If you're not doing anything dangerous. So let me pray. Father, we praise you for this hour. We thank you for this edition. We bless you. I pray for every listener. Oh, draw them to have encounter with you. We pray for your wisdom and revelation. Any spirit of unbelief will come and be out in Jesus. And I put the blood of Jesus over this message. I release the testimony of Jesus over this message. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. I pray every listener, may you draw them to know you. Every spirit of unbelief, any veil that you be upon the heart of anyone, any veil upon the eyes of anyone, we command it by authority, be out, Lord. Let the light of this world remove every veil. Let them have an encounter with you. We bless you. We command every spirit of infirmity, be out in Jesus. Every demonic tormenting people, sleepless night, we command it, be out in Jesus. Every spirit of infirmity causing sickness, we command that spirit, be out Jesus. Any spirit of COVID-19, we command it by authority, we call it, be out Jesus. We bless you, Jesus, by your strength they are healed. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We pray you flow through their body, you flow through all their affairs. We release the living water upon all those areas. Lord, we pray for your grace, your mercy towards them. Use me as a vessel. Lord, bless you, we worship you. And those who put their faith to work, they go and lay hand upon all of their lover within the next 15 minutes or 20 minutes. Lord, we pray for your healing. We pray demonstration of the kingdom be released through them. Thank you, Lord, because they believe in you. So thank you. We bless you for those letters to be received. Thank you. Thank you for those that you may put up on their heart to donate. Also, we bless you for provision. We bless you. We put the blood of Jesus over this message. We read testimony. Anything that is of Satan that want to link to this, we can't be destroying Jesus. In Jesus, Lord, use me as a vessel. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your blood. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Jesus, he is the embodiment of the Holy Spirit. Jesus was prophesied in the Old Testament, called the Messiah. Moses spoke to the Israelite. He said, God shall raise from among you a prophet like me. Whoever does not listen to that prophet will completely be cut off from among his people. Moses was speaking to Jesus being born one day, the deliverer, the Messiah, the one who forgives him, the one who through him, demons shall flee. Through him, sickness shall live. Through him, a new heart is given. Through him, you have the Holy Spirit. Yes, Jesus is the one. And he became a light. The Bible says, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 1. It said, there shall be a land. That land one day, shall see a great light. That land is in the shadow of death. That land is full of glooms. It's full of darkness. It's full of hopelessness. That land is full of, it's like a hopelessness. They are dying. Behold, that land one day shall be esteemed. That land is the land of Zebulun, or Naphtali. Let's read Isaiah 9 verse 1. Nevertheless, the gloom will not be upon her who is distressed, as when at first he likely esteemed the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward more heavily oppress her by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan in Galilee of the Gentile. Verse 2 says, the people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. It's referring the Old Testament. That is over 700 years before the Messiah was born. Over 700 years before this prophetic word was fulfilled. Jesus is the one that fulfilled this. We know Jesus was born in Bethlehem, but his ministry did not begin in Bethlehem. His ministry began where the Bible spoke, where the Bible referred. So everything that has been in the Old Testament has been fulfilled in the New Testament. Matthew record what that Isaiah chapter 9 verse 1 has declared. It is fulfilled in Matthew chapter 4 verse 15 and also verse 16 to 17 and verse 17. Yes. See, example, Matthew chapter 4 verse 16 and verse, I read from verse 17, says, Jesus began his ministry and he proclaimed, saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus declared. Verse 17 says, he declared, saying to them, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So that means those who have no hope, those who have no way of having eternity with God, now a great light has come. Now a new hope, now a new dawn, now a new light has come. Behold, those that are sitting in gloom, those that are sitting in hopeless situation, those that are sitting in the shadow of death, those that are sitting in a place of scarcity, those that are sitting of lack, those that are sitting in all kinds of demonic tormenting, those that are dying, those that, behold, there's a new hope, there's a new dawn, there's a new light. Jesus became the light that became the land of Naphtali. See, Jesus began his ministry in a district of Galilee, and those lands are situated in those areas. So Jesus fulfilled that prophetic word of Isaiah chapter 9 verse 1 and verse 2 also. People who are walking in darkness have seen a great light. Now, what Jesus did was a role model, was like a template for us. So through him, we can emulate what he did. So we become a light in our home. We become a light for those that are walking in gloom and doom, those that are walking in distress, those that are walking in hopelessness, those that are being misled by Satan, those that are being misled by the culture, those that are being misled by whatever the culture is saying. You become a light. Behold a new light. Behold, you become a light because Jesus, he did every work as a man. Though he's God, he left his divinity in home and he did every miracle as a man, because Jesus said the Son can do nothing except what he sees the Father doing. Yes, he said the Son can do nothing except what he sees the Father doing. Yes, see, Jesus relied upon the Father. He relied upon the Father through prayer, through trusting the Lord, through that renewed mind, and he fixed his eye upon the Father. Same thing, we have to fix our eye upon the Father. We have to fix our eye upon the Lord, be led by the Holy Spirit, and we become a conduit of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit reveals what is happening in heaven, what is going to happen on this earth, and you are able to encourage, because through that, your faith is renewed. True that, you are encouraged to be a brighter light. Yes, God wants you to be a light in your home. Those walking gloom and doom, behold, there's no more gloom and doom. There's no more than darkness, because you become a light, because you speak, you declare. You become embodiment of the Holy Spirit, because you never take the word of God for granted, because people's eternity is at hand. People may not think of eternity, but their life on this planet Earth is all useless if it's not yielding to the leading of the Holy Spirit, if it's not yielding to the teaching of Jesus Christ. So through you, no more darkness. Through you, they receive salvation because you become a light, because you are God who live intentionally. And through you, they become saved because Jesus is like a template, because you have become a light to your home. God wants you to be that light. God wants you to be a template. God wants you to be embodied by the Holy Spirit. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1. He says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. You see, and verse 2 says, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. You see, verse 3 says, the Gentiles shall come to your light, and the king to the brightness of your rising. Now, the word Gentile, it can be translated as the unbelieving. The unbelievers shall come to your light, and the kings of the earth shall come to the brightness of your rising. It is true. See, God is using ordinary people. All that he's required is yield your heart to him. All you, your mind to him, a transformed mind, a mind that is fixed upon the goodness of God, upon the word of God, upon the leadership of the Holy Spirit, because you are living a lifestyle of blessing, a lifestyle being that draw people to have encounter with Jesus Christ, a lifestyle that invests in the kingdom of God, because it's the only investment. Oh, that even 500 years from now, you are still reaping the reward of that investment. Though you may suffer for doing what is right, oh, behold, God is saying, you are paying it forward. You are depositing blessing in your heavenly bank account. You are depositing blessing. You are depositing blessing and favor. Not only that, your children shall reap the reward of your sacrifice, because you spend time with the Lord. You kind of, whatever it is that it distracts you, whatever you spend time on most that does not have eternal value, or you cut it short and you spend more time with his word, you spend more time in chewing his word, you spend more time in talking to him, you spend more time in spending time, you and your spouse especially, encourage each other, celebrate it. It's a celebration of your life together in heaven. Yes, it's a celebration of modern Christ life before your children, before your mom, before the unbeliever. So through you both, oh, they see the glory of God, because his light attracts his glory. Yes, those that are sick, you are able to minister healing to them. Yes, it is true. The glory of the latter temple shall be greater. God wants you to cultivate a habit of hungering for more of his presence. His presence brings strength, joy, blessing. Yes, there are some times I go, I just want to do something so I can have a testimony for, we have a ministry to encourage people. So I just walk in the street and I walk to the bus station. Oh, the Lord said, oh, what about these people? And I approached them one time, and then one was really sick of something. I said, oh, can I pray for you? Jesus loves you. And I just, you know, encourage him. And then the wife was so angry. Oh, yell at me. It's like, oh, I don't care about your Christianity here and there. And but has not humbled himself. And because after I prayed for him, the Lord healed him of all, whatever it was, like at the waist or some bone stretch or something. And the Lord healed him, and he was walking and he was rejoicing. And the wife, well, was speechless. And that mocking became loud. She became undone in the presence of God. And all of a sudden, oh, me too, my leg, me too, this area, me too, this area, me too. And because she saw the visible glory of God, she saw the love of God, she saw what I spoke was backed by the Holy Spirit, was backed by the love of God. It's not just a mere talk, but it is the love of God. It's not by my own goodness, but because I trust Jesus Christ, and I petition heaven for peace and blessing. And behold, that lady also came, and she was also healed. You see, she was hurt in the church. She was hurt by someone who believed. So she doesn't believe. She thought Jesus was a fake. See, that encounter changes a paradigm shift. She, from that day on, no more unbelief. She trusts the Lord. She blessed the Lord. See, God wants to use you everywhere you go. Yes, to reveal his glory, to reveal his light, because his light comes with glory. People get to see. People get to taste of it. Yes, God wants to use ordinary people. people who yield themselves. See, many are called, but few are chosen. Those that are chosen, those are the ones who yield their heart to the teaching of God. Those who believe by faith. Those who walk intentionally. Those who know that I am in this planet not to pass through only, but to be a conduit of the Holy Spirit, or to bring things from heaven, to operate from heaven's point of view, to bring the glory of heaven into my earthly realm, so that people in this earth are impacted, so people in this earth make a U-turn from the path of hell, so people in this earth, so my sons and daughters, all those that are around me, they can see that God is real. So one day, there is a blessing because of your work with the Lord. Your loved ones are spending eternity in heaven. Your loved ones 500,000 years from now, you will still be rejoicing in your sacrifice, in praying for them, in living a lifestyle that honors the Lord. Oh, God wants you to be a vessel that He can use. It's not by title. It's about you yielding yourself to the Lord. Jesus is true. He is the same yesterday and today and forever. He is the same. Only if you can believe. I just want your faith all to increase. Yes, don't give up on your loved one. Don't give up on them. Yes, use wisdom. Sometimes it takes time. Yes, many times it takes time for God to tell your loved one. But don't give up on them. Because when you are praying for them, sometimes it's the job of Satan to increase the attack so that you'll be discouraged and stop. But do not stop. Continue, because the Bible is true. That at the appointed time, I heard you. And the Bible says, on the day of salvation, I have helped you. See, because you have never quit, you have only steadfastly trust the Lord, pray for them, encourage them, and demonstrate the love of God. And sometimes go into their room and pray and release the blessing of God. Maybe it's your spouse that is unbelief. Yes, you can lay hand upon whatever they sleep. Lord, you pray for the glory of God to fill that place, to have encounter with you. Yes, your spouse, whatever it is. Yes, maybe your wife, whatever it is. Release the glory of God. Release the presence of God. You continue to feel. You become a banner of the Holy Spirit. It's a rich blessing waiting for you. God wants you to arise and shine. For your light has come. For the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. See, there's so many people that do not have the light. The Bible says, for behold, darkness cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. People do not know the Lord Jesus because they don't know the Lord. Because there's a delusion. Because Satan's job is to mislead. Sometimes through humanity. Sometimes through the culture. Through ideology. Things that has appearance of goodness. Things that has appearance as virtuous. Sometimes Satan used that to convince the mind. But God's word never fails. So God wants you to be patient. God wants you to continue to trust the Lord. Sometimes unbeliever, just pray with them. Your spouse, pray with them. Ask God's presence, God's grace. Just love them. Your love and your sacrifice for them is a huge reward also, because you sacrifice a lot of things for the salvation of your people. In heaven one day, they shall be grateful because of your labor in the Lord for them. They become a recipient of salvation, recipient of the grace of God. Don't give up. Yes, there's so much going on. God said, don't fear. Let the light increase. We spoke last time that there was a life in Jesus. That life is the light of man. So let the life of Jesus increase in you. Just walk in His glory. So I pray that your loved ones, you go within the next 15 minutes. If any of your loved ones that are sick, by faith, within the next 15 minutes, 20 minutes, you go lay hand upon them, pray, praise the Lord, worship the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ as the Father for healing, deliverance, joy, strength, and you shall see that it is true. So I want you to act in faith. God bless you. God give you the strength. Anyone who do not know Jesus Christ, please pray with me and so give your life to Christ so you may have hope, okay? Say this with me. Heavenly Father, I pray and I thank you for Jesus Christ. Jesus, I believe in you. I confess with my mouth, you are my Lord and my Savior. Jesus, save me. And I believe you died for me, rose again on the third day. I believe in you with my heart. Save me. By faith, I choose to live for you. And help me. Holy Spirit, come, empower me, build me. And Lord, I confess my sin. I renounce my sin. I renounce anything that's of Satan. Jesus, you alone is my Lord, my Savior. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for saving me. Thank you. Help me to live for God every day. Empower me to be fruitful in my generation. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I believe if you pray that prayer with sincerity of your heart, yes, you are saved. So God bless you. God give you the strength and the sickness. Believe. I want you to take a little walk. If you are sick in any part of your body, within the next 5 minutes, just go and test those areas. I believe if you believe for the Lord, yes, for healing, test those areas. I believe God will heal you. I believe God will give you grace. It may not be 100%, but I believe. And whatever healing the Lord gives you, just continue and praise and bless him and thank him. Yes, any prayer request again, Hope and Life Ministry, 2166 Monrovia, California, 910117. Okay, any prayer request. So God put in your heart to send a donation, please don't hesitate. Write a check payable to Hope and Life Ministries, P.O. Box 2166, Monrovia, California, 910017. And God will bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord give you the strength. May the Lord favor you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.